Hello and welcome to this episode of BTS by the Book, a podcast that explores BTS through books about them, one chapter at a time. In case I haven't been introduced to you yet, I am a university librarian in the United States of America. I think friends and family of mine who are familiar with me and with my passion for BTS would call me a BTS bookworm. And the reason for that is some of them remember when I first fell hard for BTS. But instead of going out and purchasing a bunch of albums, I went out and purchased a bunch of books about BTS. And that is just the way I'm wired. My default is to think books first when I'm getting into something and or falling for something. I turn to books. I know so much info these days is available online, on the web, and books hardly do anything but just repeat a lot of that info with nothing new to add. But I'm still so drawn to books, and that's the way it was for me when I discovered BTS. Within a week, I think I had 3 hard copy print books in my possession, all focused on BTS. As an American, I guess a typical American, I should say, my only language that I'm conversant in is English. So I have chosen to only focus on English language books about BTS. Now, there aren't a lot of them, actually. There aren't a lot of substantive books about BTS with more text than photos, or at least a balance. You know, I know the market demands 90% photo type book material with some captions here, there, and barely a paragraph on every other page, that sort of thing. And I understand that. There's nothing wrong with that. But the books I'll be focusing on for this episode and in others will be books with some substance, with some text, with some sentences and decent sized paragraphs and some information. Certainly the book we'll be considering today is just like that. We come back to this every single week. That's my plan. But we will never consider the same book 2 or more weeks in a row. Now, that in a row part is important. And I do that out of respect for the authors who work diligently on these books. And I in no way want this podcast to upset any authors who may think, oh, this podcast is in some way a substitute for people purchasing my book and reading my book. I'd rather it be just the opposite. I'd rather this podcast encourage people to go get the book and not take away from it at all. So what that looks like is 1 week we'll look at one chapter or a chapter's length portion of the book, but then the next week it'll be a completely different book, obviously with a different chapter too. We may not return to a book for 4 or 5 weeks, just depending on my mood and what's going on. And again, that is strictly being done out of my respect for the author, my respect for what's known as copyright. That's a big deal to me. Every time we look at a chapter from a book, 2 main ingredients will be involved with the discussion: overview and review. The overview we're about to get into for today's book, I'll just be doing my best to kind of be your eyes, E-Y-E-S, so that you feel like you're actually looking at the book yourself, although it'll be a quick, survey of the material, just to describe to you what's in the chapter. The second component will involve some review, where I put my critical, somewhat librarian hat on and answer some questions about the content. And I'll share those questions here in a minute because I want you all to be aware of them, but I will share them when we get to the review portion of this episode. The book we're considering today is a 2020 title called BTS Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You may have heard of it. It's published by VIZ Media, like Viz Media, and the author is Tamar Herman. Now, if you go to Amazon and pull this book up, which I encourage you to do that, you'll notice that not everybody has received this book positively. And I just want you to know that I am very open-minded about the average BTS book. So until I see it with my own eyes, I won't take someone else's word for it. And I just want you to know that when it comes to the review portion of these episodes, I commit to you to be as honest and as observant as I can to try to highlight something that may be inaccurate or maybe disrespectful to BTS, and something that might misrepresent them, et cetera, et cetera. I commit to doing that to the best of my ability. But plenty of people do like this book, and I am a big fan of this book, in part because of the substantive content in it. It's a book that's just over 300 pages, and they're fairly large pages. Each page is the dimensions are roughly 8.5 by 11, and so they're large pages with not too large font for the text, and so there's a lot of info on the average page. 300 plus pages, that's a lot of content, especially considering that the ratio of pictures to paragraphs might be one picture to every 10, 15 paragraphs. It's just, that's what I appreciate about it. I was very tempted to focus on something that was a little more exciting than kind of the early history of BTS, but we're going to save that more exciting material maybe for another time. I do think this material would be helpful and interesting to, say, fairly new Army folks. But the chapter one from this book by Herman is simply entitled The Origins and History of BTS. It's 17 pages long and it only has four photos. Okay, so one of those photos is a two-page spread. The photos are excellent, by the way, and there are two other photos besides. So there's a lot of text here in this chapter. I would say just enough photos to kind of break up the text. And I do like that, to be honest. I like some photos, obviously. There are three, maybe three and a half sections in this chapter, and as we get to each one, I'll share with you the name or the title for the section. The section one, here's the overview. Section one of this chapter is called BTS Meets the World. Okay. And no surprise, the first paragraph or two deals with the name of BTS. What does BTS even stand for? And this has been a long-running conversation. What does it really mean? It was even brought up in a recent interview Jimmy Fallon conducted with the group. On his show, the topic came up, what does it mean? And RM kind of tried in a nice way to explain what it really means and what it doesn't really mean. And the first two large paragraphs, and by the way, the paragraphs tend to be fairly large in this book, not just two or three sentences, but five to eight, maybe. The first two sentences provide a decent amount of detail about the name thing, explaining first what the Korean name actually is and how that translated typically, and this is the BTS approved translation, Bulletproof Boy Scouts. But there's plenty more info here, exploring some of the other possibilities too and why those exist. Towards the very end of page one of this chapter is the beginning of a discussion, and these are my words, about how the stage was set just perfectly for a group like BTS to debut, and not just debut, but to excel and succeed fairly quickly. Maybe it wasn't quite overnight, but pretty close. And it was because the stage was perfectly set. One thing explored in this chapter is how YouTube had a full decade to prepare the stage for BTS to come along, and thanks to YouTube, K-pop was known the world over. And what if that hadn't existed? What if YouTube hadn't been around for 10 plus years before BTS came along? They may be in a completely different place now. And I appreciate that perspective because that's so true. And then, of course, Psy, that's spelled PSY in case you didn't know, his Gangnam Style, just colossal hit came out in 2012, which is just prior to the 2013 debut of BTS. So what if he hadn't been around? And what if he hadn't been so successful, turning all these eyes in the direction of K-pop? Things might have been quite a bit different from BTS too. So we got the YouTube plus Psy, pardon me, plus some other factors. It was just a perfect setup for BTS. By the way, this first chapter focuses, for the most part, on the years 2013 to 2015. And this first section focuses kind of on the very beginning, that 2013 year, critical year for them. The section continues by talking quite a bit. Let's see, one, two, three, four or so large chapters dealing with the hip-hop origins of the group. Now, that was the plan in the beginning for this group to be a hip-hop group. Obviously, these days, people know them to be that and so much more. So they've evolved quite a bit. But all this is talking about was the vision originally. A lot of information here. I'm just going to ask you, if you're curious about this, to go check it out. A point is made on the next page that a hip-hop K-pop group at this time, when BTS debuted, was nothing new. There was nothing original about that at all. And yet, somehow, BTS still stood out. And I'm going to share in the review portion of this episode 2.5 quotes from this chapter. And one of those quotes has to do with that exact issue. How were they able to stand out in considering that this was very common every day when it came to K-pop, having these hip-hop boy bands? So hold that thought. This goes on for a while, this talk, with plenty of content devoted to it until we get to this portion. I think this wraps up this early section of the chapter with talk about the challenges, the early challenges that BTS faced. And the word hostility is used here because that's a good word to describe what the reaction was to BTS from within, especially the hip hop scene in Korea. With especially RM and Suga having some a quite a bit of background in Korean hip hop before joining BTS. I think that added some fuel to the fire. In fact, there is some talk on the last full page of this section about a particular incident that happened in November 2013. This may not be news to you listeners at all, because this has been talked about quite a bit. You'll find some video footage of this incident online, YouTube, for example, November 2013, a particular incident where some hip-hop heavy hitters from Korea were in the same room face-to-face with RM and Suga, and with some not pleasant things to say, let's just put it that way, to them. It's a very awkward moment. And one of my favorite quotes from this chapter I'm about to share in a little bit has to do with their particular response to that incident. So hold that thought. But plenty of content about the challenges, which I found really helpful. The next portion of this chapter has a big heading, What is K-pop? And I really appreciate this. They could have started the whole book with this, kind of laying the foundation for K-pop and then putting BTS in it. I kind of like how they grabbed the reader's attention first with BTS talk, and then before they get too deep, before the author got too deep into it, kind of hit the pause button and says, hey, what is K-pop? In case you don't know, here's what it is. And there's a decent amount of info here. In fact, compared to the average book about BTS, and those are the only ones I'm familiar with. I'm not familiar with generically K-pop books, but just the BTS ones. Compared to those, there's much more info here, at least in one little spot here about K-pop. And I know the book is just littered with more talk about this, but this is a lot in this one small area. Is every stone uncovered here? No, but plenty definitely are. And there are points to be made in this section about how BTS was actually how they were able to stand out in this K-pop culture. So the conversation does get to BTS pretty quickly, even as they try to describe K-pop. And there's talk about how BTS carved out a space, a unique space for themselves in this K-pop world. And there's talk about how important social media was to BTS when it came to carving this space out for themselves. Twitter's mentioned, YouTube definitely is mentioned here. Who knows where BTS would be now if it hadn't been for those options, those social media options and outlets for them back then. And a word is mentioned here, and it comes up over and over again in this chapter, and it's the word authentic. And I really appreciate the focus on BTS's authenticity, because that just comes out so quickly whenever you experience BTS, especially online in their social media platforms. It's just they seem so authentic, and it just seems legit. It doesn't seem manufactured like you might assume somebody else would be doing, not to name any names. Anyway, the next large section, this is the last large section of this chapter one, is entitled The Early School, that's Skool, and Wild Days. Now, this section reads more like a typical history of a music group. Just going in order, starting with their debut and going to closer to 2015, describing when certain songs came out, when certain records came out, when certain events happened, like when were they on such and such show, and things like that. So that's, I'm obviously I'm not going to read all that, but there's a good bit of detail here. One big date is mentioned, page one, paragraph two. This is page 25. I'm at page one of this section. That's page 25. I bet every army follower out there has June 13th circled on their calendar. That's the official debut date back in 2013 for BTS. So that's talked about here, their debut. And then two paragraphs later, the debut of ARMY in an official capacity is mentioned here. And this is July 9th, which is another date you may have circled on your calendar. And of course, ARMY is spelled out here, adorable representative MC of youth. So that's cool. In case you didn't know, there's only one paragraph devoted to ARMY there. ARMY gets brought up later in the book, so there's not a lot here other than when they debuted. But again, the rest of this section talks about certain songs that came out, certain records that came out, and you come away from this just almost breathless, almost tired. It's like, how was BTS able to accomplish so much in these first few years? And it reinforces what I've loved about BTS from the earliest weeks and months getting acquainted with them. They work hard. They are genuinely hard workers, and they do not sit around waiting for something to happen. They are just seemingly constantly at work, and how can you not respect that? And that, you just get the impression from this, you know, song after song after song, and their hands, you know, especially some of the composers like RM and Suga, their hands are all over this stuff. And so just constantly at work, and so prolific during these first few years. And this section wraps up talking about a very big moment career-wise for BTS. It happened in 2014. This was their first big, I think, first big trip to America. And they were in LA to film some segments for a television program called American Hustle Life. And this chapter talks about how important that was. No doubt, as a major introduction to an American crowd. But obviously, plenty of people back home in Korea watched it too. So a big, big deal, though, for BTS's history. And the very, very last sections of this chapter deal with their fourth Korean album, Dark and Wild. That was a big deal, especially when it came out. There are two large paragraphs worth of info there. And finally, the chapter pretty much ends with talk about Big Hit, their BTS's parent company, and specifically changes at Big Hit. And there's a lot of detail here that almost more than I cared to read. I mean, I didn't need to know a lot of this, but it was cool. I haven't read some of this in another book before this book. Talk about changes that resulted, and you can read all this if you want on your own, changes that resulted in BTS being one of the very few groups or musicians, performers that Big Hit managed. And so they were able, because of that, Big Hit was able to focus more attention on BTS, which, again, was undoubtedly helpful to their growth, and which was just through the roof. And so yet another factor contributing to the success of BTS is talked about here. Finally, we get to the last page of the chapter, page 32. And this book has what I would consider some sections that are supplemental. They function a lot like sidebars, and you may be familiar with what that is. Often it's maybe a left-hand or right-hand portion of a page set apart from the regular text to talk about something that's relating to the topic at hand, but not exactly. And that's what this author has full page length, full page inserts like that, supplementals. And this supplemental is entitled Transmedia Storytelling and K-Pop. Now, please don't ask me what transmedia storytelling is, because I've read so much about it here and online, but I still can't quite find the words to explain it to anybody. That's just not the way my mind works. I'm sorry. But the first line from this page, which is fairly full, reads like this. This is a quote. Transmedia is a form of multimedia storytelling that's important, that tells a narrative that's important across different platforms. That's extra, extra important. And so if you're curious about that, please check out this page. But most all the talk here is about Korea / K-pop and not specifically about BTS. Because in so many respects, BTS, you know, they don't do anything maybe all that different from a ton of other groups who rely on this transmedia approach. So anyway, the word BTS or the name isn't even in on this page that I can tell, but plenty of references to K-pop. Okay, so that's my quick overview. Could have been quicker, I know, but I hope that was useful to you. What about the review of this chapter? Every time I tackle a review, I want to answer three questions, and I don't anticipate these questions changing. I think these are just good, helpful questions that I'm always open to suggestions. So if you got any revision comments, please let me know. But one question is, how well does this chapter, not the book as a whole, I'm going to keep my focus on a chapter at a time. How does this chapter represent BTS? Who they are and what they stand for? You know, that's one reason we really appreciate BTS, so many of us, because they stand for such great things and they're great people. And I'll be looking for things in these chapters that truly represent that in all the right ways. Question two, how well does the chapter capture the uniqueness and specialness, I made that word up, of the group? You know, this goes without saying, this is one of the most unique, special groups of all time, for all history, and we appreciate that. The question is, does the chapter appreciate that? And if so, how so? Lastly, this is a more general question. What's great about the chapter? What's really good about it? And what's not? And this is where I'll put on a more critical hat if it's needed and say, hey, I really didn't appreciate this and here's why. But here's what's great. I want to focus a lot on what's great. I thought about being cute and rephrasing the question to say, you know, what's purple worthy and what's not, or what, you know, I don't know what the opposite of purple worthy would be. But anyway, I know when I say stuff like that, most of you listening will understand what that means. And every review portion will include up to three quotes, three of my favorite quotes. You know, I'm not going to quote heavily from these books. Again, I don't want to step on in any of the territory that these authors want to protect. And so I'll just share a few quotes, my favorite quotes, and then tell you why. Okay, and my first quote, I want to start with a quote because it's going to help answer really the first two questions I brought up a second ago. It's on page 17. It's right in the context of how did BTS find a way to stand out in this world where hip-hop, K-pop groups were a dime a dozen. There was nothing special about them, nothing unique about them. There was so much competition in that regard. How did BTS stand out? Because obviously they did. Now here's the quote from page 17. When BTS arrived, it was one of many, many rookie boy bands drawing on hip-hop. But the group quickly separated itself from the crowd. Okay? I'm going to skip a couple paragraphs and pick up with a quotation. However, the septet distinguished themselves with the message of the song and their album. By the way, pause quote, the album being referred to is Too Cool for School. Okay. Picking up the quote. The album which relayed a realistic commentary on students not being given freedom to dream and pursue their own desires. Fresh out of the gate, BTS laid the groundwork for the messaging they would include in many of their releases as their career progressed. So I'm going to stop there, end quote. I don't need to tell most of you how big a deal that is. I don't need to tell you how much we appreciate the messaging of so many BTS songs. Obviously, some songs don't have deep and meaningful messages, but so many of them do. And to know they came right out of the heads and the hearts of the BTS members is just so special. Their songs mean something. Something truly meaningful. They are deep. They make you think. They make you rethink things. They encourage people. Their encouraging thoughts have probably saved lives, without a doubt, because of their the picture they provide people that's healthy and positive. And so many of their songs have caused people to question ideas or ideals they may hold, which is great. And so many of those ideals are focused on younger people who are still figuring things out. And it's this messaging that has so helped BTS, in my opinion, stand out from any group, pretty much, and definitely from, no offense to other K-pop groups, but from so many K-pop groups. And so I really appreciated that. I thought that was a great response to some of this, these questions of mine about how well the chapter represents BTS, especially their uniqueness. The only other quote I want to share is from page 19 of the book. And this is right in the middle of the section devoted to the early years of conflict, pushback, especially from members of the Korean hip-hop scene, and especially when it comes to RM and Suga, who you know, had a background in that, and here they are trying to transition into something that's at least slightly different. And in the face of that criticism, instead of budging at all, or apologizing for it, they stuck to their ideals and their vision unapologetically, and the author puts it this way, and I quote from page 19, "The incident became a notable example of BTS staying true to themselves while challenging music world norms." That phrase, staying true to themselves, speaks volumes about why I think so many people have come to love and appreciate and respect BTS, because although their music has changed quite a bit from the early days, it's evolved. They haven't evolved as people who strongly believe certain things, and they have stuck with that over the years. And I really appreciate that so much, and I appreciate the author here drawing attention to that, because it does hit on the head why so many people, including myself, have come to appreciate BTS so much. And that's all the review I have to share. I, in general, again, appreciate the amount of content that's here regarding these very early days from BTS's history. And I appreciate the authors, without getting bogged down, really, focusing on some real important aspects of those early days and how it provided just the perfect foundation for them to truly explode later. I'm so glad that you joined me for this episode, and I want to say something in all seriousness regarding your support for this podcast. I would love your support for this podcast, but not in the way you might think. I would love for you to show your support for this podcast by supporting an endeavor that's much more important, much, much more important than this endeavor, this podcast. There's an organization called Books for Africa. You can find them online quite easily, booksforafrica.org. This is a group whose mission is simple, to end the book famine in Africa. And they've been doing this since 1988. So that's a long, long time. Their website has links for how to donate to their cause. I am convinced that if BTS was familiar with Books for Africa, not sure if they are, if they were, they would love the idea of people supporting those who have so little, especially when it comes to books. And so obviously this is a bookish podcast, so I think this is also a good fit in that regard. If you like this show and would want to share just a little bit of some of your funds with something, would you consider sharing that with Books for Africa? And then, step two, would you send me a note letting me know that you've done that? That would just make all the difference for me. This is why, one of the main reasons why I'm doing this. You can email me always for any reason at btsbythebook@gmail.com. Again, that's btsbythebook@gmail.com. I appreciate you letting me know about things like that. If you have any questions, comments, if you have any book suggestions, especially if after you've heard a few episodes and you're thinking, hey, the BTS bookworm hasn't talked about this. Well, I'd really like to know about whatever that is. And you can do that by sending me a quick email. Lastly, I would really like to encourage you to consider purchasing your own copy of this book, BTS Blood, Sweat, and Tears by Tamar Herman, easily found on Amazon. You know, so many people who support BTS will do whatever they can to support anything that has a connection to the group. They'll do what they can to watch YouTube videos over and over and over again. They'll do what they can to purchase music. They'll do what they can to get rankings where they ought to be on charts. They'll vote for them over and over again if they're up for an award. But I don't know that as many people, nearly as many people, are thinking about supporting the book industry that has ties with BTS. Now, is BTS benefiting from a certain number of books being sold that are about them? No, I'm not saying that. And yet, I truly wish more authors thought it was worthwhile to publish books about BTS. And I'm just, that's where I'm going to end it right there. but I would like to encourage you to take a look at this book and some of the information there with an open mind on Amazon and consider purchasing your own copy. Again, thank you so much for being with me each and every time, hopefully weekly. This is BTS by the Book, signing off. Thank you so much.